Blog Talk Radio.
I was rich. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here in. And there, at the cross, you paid the debt I owed.
Yes.
Broke my chains, freed my soul, for the first time I had hope.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. What an awesome God that we serve. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. And we're going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson for the week. At least some of the things that we're planning on talking about this week. You got to start with the fact that you're a child of God. Because you've been born by the Word. So that makes you a child of God. So, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we thank you for your word, because it's your word who we learn who we are and whose we are. I thank you, Father God, that I've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word. So that makes me part of you, Heavenly Father, because you and your word is the same. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for forgiving me of my sins and our sins. And according to the word of God, Father God, in Colossians 1 and 14, we've been forgiven. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you made us a new creation right here before the devil's face. He didn't even know what was going on, Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man, or anybody for it that go, be in Christ, he is a new creature. So I thank you, Father God, for the new creation. We're able to operate in that. And you're able to be your temple. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not, you are the temple. I'm going to thank you, Father God, for being the temple, from delivering us from darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light. You've proven, Father God, that your word, Father God, is bigger than darkness. Your word, Father God, that gives light. Your word, Father God, give us entrance into your place, into the holy place. I thank you, Father God, that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We've been redeemed from that. I thank you for it. I'm thank you we can live free now. I thank you, Father, we can live as saints now. I thank you, Father God, we've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for the listeners, those that will listen according to your truth, Father God, and that they will reminisce over the word of God. They will meditate on the word of God day and night, as Joshua 1 and 8 said. So they'll get a complete understanding. I pray right now for everyone that's seeking truth, and that includes myself, that we'll continue to look to you for guidance. I bind up anything that will come against anyone who want to receive truth. I bind it in the name of Jesus right now. I take authority over it. And Satan, you have no place. No place. I say, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, because the word is in us, and it's alive and living. I thank you for it. And we declare and decree, Father God, that your word is bigger than everything. What we feel, what we think, anything that we can imagine. Because we know that before your word fell, heaven and earth pass away. So I thank you, Father God, that we can live in the word and live with the assurance. Ask you to continue to bless those that are asking for prayer. We put ourselves in agreement with those that are asking and demanding for healing. And that are especially of Pastor Bear, Father God. We just thank you for your healing. We just know that whatever going on, we thank you for it. There's a reason for it. And we start out the fact that we'll just be thankful. We'll just rejoice in the fact. So I thank you for it, Father God. Thank you for her. Thank you for her faithfulness. No matter what's going on, she's still faithful to your word. And I ask you, Father God, to remove self and you take over, your spirit take over, as we discuss this word. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so much cover, brothers and sisters, this week. But I do want to remind everyone that we are talking about the heaven sanctuary, the heavenly sanctuary. Remember that we're talking about how essential it is for us to honor our high priest. And it's so important for us to allow Christ to be the minister of the sanctuary, even in our lives, because we are his temple, which is his spirit lives in us, abide in us. Christ is seated at the right-hand side of the Father in the true tabernacle. So we just want to remind everyone of that before we get started. It's so many places I want to start, but some of the things that we might cover this week is in the book of Hebrews and other scriptures too, but mainly knowing your rights. You got to know it's your right, man. Why are you going to live beneath what God has called you? There's a heavenly calling on your life. Matter of fact, he called us to fellowship with his son. Well, how you going to fellowship with his son and you focus on the things on the earth when he told us to put our faith in things in heaven? He told us to put our trust in things in heaven. He told us to seek things above and not the things beneath. That's if you've been risen. Don't forget you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead. So if then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. With that being said, Paul said, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:9. Do you think the Father would call us into fellowship with his son if we were not right? He made us right. Do you think the Apostle John would have written that following under direction of the Holy Ghost if it were not righteous? Remember 1 John 1:1-2? That which was from the beginning, from the incarnation, which we had heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifest, and we had seen it, and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. The eternal life was Jesus. Now, we can understand, brothers and sisters, what it means in 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life. Jesus is that eternal life. That's why you want to be under his ministry. And also you might want to note that which had seen and had heard declare we to you. Why, you ask? That ye may also fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We can not only call into the fellowship, but for this is a call, man. God calling us to fellowship with him. So when you see Hebrews, know there's a call there for you to come in fellowship. Know your rights. Really talk about that. See, faith is a problem only to those who are ignorant of their rights and privilege and their place in Christ. If you're in Christ, bless God, wherever Christ is, that's where you're at. And then that's where you should be at. That's why it's important that you be risen with Christ. Why? So you can set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Where's your affection is at? A heavenly church or earthly church? Hebrews 1 and 3 and 4 tells us that when Christ had made that great substitutionary, he had sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Bible says, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sin. How you going to take that from him? The sin problem is dealt with. He purged it out. And I don't care if you believe it or not. He said he did it. He did it. Then he was able to sit down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than angels, as have inherited and obtained a more excellent name than they. He could not have been accepted by the Father and have sat down at the right hand side of the Father unless he had made every effort. He had met every possibility. He had met every rule, every regulation. He had met everything that was demanded. Christ was able to do that. Then the new creation, a perfect fellowship, a perfect standing with God the Father for all who have believed in him. That's why it's important. In Hebrews 9, 11 and 12 tells us that Christ carried his own blood into the heaven. That was the place of holy of holy, made an eternal redemption. Why you think they showed the holies of holy in earth at the temple? That was all a type of what Christ was to do. The Bible said, but Christ come and high priest of good things to come by a great and more perfect tabernacle. Listen, brother and sister, go to the perfect tabernacle, man. It's better. Be part of that. It wasn't made by hand. The Bible says, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calf, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't get this twisted, man. Christ paid it. The redemption had been paid. Our redemption is complete, finished. So God had the right to declare that it is. Satan's dominion over us has been broken. It's broken. No reason Hebrews 9:24-26 declare that Christ is the Father present on our behalf after putting sin away. Part I want you to see. He put sin away by himself. He was the sacrifice. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figure of the truth. but into the heaven itself, now to appear to the presence of God. You remember when the high priest on the earth had to go in your behalf once a year and make this atonement? Christ lived forever to do this. It's so much goes on with the priesthood that I think it would be nice this week if we talked about the priesthood. See? Christ, the Bible says, he offered himself as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, and for the must he had offered place every year with blood for others and making sacrifices and all of this. That's what he did. And this actually had been going on forever until Christ came. Then when Christ took his blood and entered into all that old stuff is passed away. See, a lot of times people don't realize the word save means to heal. He healed us. He healed us in his mind. Yeah. So we don't even have to think condemnation. We can think righteous now. Let me tell you, he climaxed the whole thing by declaring that he made one sacrifice for sin forever, so that the man who accepted him as his savior becomes God's child. So as a child of God, man becomes the righteousness of God in Christ. That's how that works. Now, you ask, we can approach the Father. We can. Matter of fact, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. It had been so many things that kept us from the fellowship in the spirit. I'm not talking about fellowship in, because, see, most folks wouldn't talk about fellowship on earth. But how about fellowship with Christ? Just like you fellowship on earth, you go in a building and some people even have what is called a fellowship hall. I know y'all think I'm just putting, but I'm telling you, they do. They have a fellowship hall. They're going in a fellowship. For whatever that means, that's what they do. But let me tell you, we are now in Christ, and a new creation. We're children of God. We are beloved of the Father. Now it's you can't imagine. You can't even fantasize what kind of love God has. I just know we are not children of promise. We're just children of God. And I know that there was a lie. I know that we are children of God. I know that by his blood, that made a way for this fellowship because it was broken. But let me tell you this, brother, sister. The only way you can fellowship with God is through righteousness. So if you say, oh, I'm a sinner, well, then how you going to have fellowship with God? So there has to be a way God had converted this. So he did it through Christ. That's how he did that. He did it through the eternal powers. Bible says he made Christ to be sin for us. Why? That we might be the righteousness of God in him. See, the church is his body, brothers and sisters, and it possesses righteousness. You have to know God had chosen you before the foundation of the world. I read that. I read that over in Ephesians 1. 4 and 5, it says, according to he have chosen us in him. That's where you were chosen. You were chosen to be in him. Where is he at? I'm glad you asked. He's at the right hand side of the Father. ministering, doing his ministry. And we as the body of Christ is holding it up. Some holding it up. Stop holding it up, I say. Ephesians 1, we're having some people believe, well, praise God. According he have chosen us in this present life. Not after a while. Go back and read that thing. The Bible says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinate us unto the adoption of children. This is God's declaration that in this very thing, in this present life, right now, his plan that we should be holy and without blemish before him. Not after we die, like we've been taught in the past, but today, God wants us to be holy. If you think that you're going to wait and get holy over there, brother and sister, you missed it. You missed this whole teaching. You missed what it's all about. Matter of fact, the Bible even tells us, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. That's what you want to do. You know, at some time in life, we was alienated from the commonwealth. We was wicked in our mind. But he has reconciled us through his flesh, through his death, to present us holy and unblemished and unprofitable in his sight. But that's what he done. He cleaned us all up. And then he said, look, Daddy, these are your children. My blood is covering them, taking care of them. I wish I could explain to you how much God loved us. Christ said, and this is probably about the closest way I can explain it, because he got so much love for us and for his children. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, I think it's 25, speaking of Christ and his church, and he used marriage as an illustration. So Paul wrote, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Brothers and sisters, the only way you can do that is abide in Christ. He's in the sanctuary. He wants to minister to us on a day-to-day basis. See, the word brings knowledge. There's a lot of people that's ignorant that exists even in the worldly churches. They want to appeal everything God does. Or maybe it's repeal. Maybe that's what I want to say. They want to repeal everything God did. Everything, in other words, I think about homosexuals. It's like, well, I've been made wrong. I need to be remade. Lesbians, well, I'm a man. No, you ain't. You're a woman. But they want to repeal everything. They want to remake everything to their standards, to their satisfaction. But anyway, Listen, brothers and sisters, we got a lot to cover. And I really wanted to get into Hebrews 9. And I think we'll pick it up tomorrow there. Because there's so much you have to understand about the priesthood and why you have blood anyway. Why is that necessary? Why is that so important? So we're going to get into that today. I mean, this week. I'm going to show you the objective. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let it be an objective to where you see the organized church, then you see the organism. You see Christ covenant and you see Moses covenant. Then you ask yourself, what covenant am I? Because see, Christ covenant is the new covenant that was here before. But anyway, we'll get. Okay, anybody have anything they want to share? Anything, any questions? I'm not sure who is this that hung up, but anyway, praise God. We'll see y'all before tomorrow for the word at noon.